morning, everybody. Carson Horn Radio, Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. With really only the panhandle region of the state left to combine, most of Oklahoma's farmers are just about ready to close the book on this year's wheat harvest. Our farm director, Ron Hayes, caught up with Mike Schulte, executive director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission this week, to get his take on this year's crop.
Much of kind of what we faced last year in southwest Oklahoma really happened to this year in regions down there this year. We were a week and a half earlier than normal. People began cutting on the 17th of May. Then right when they started cutting, we got rain. It kept them out of the field for 4 or 5 days. And then really southwest Oklahoma on up into central Oklahoma, we had combines rolling on Memorial Day weekend. And then really there were two crops out there too. We had a lot later plantings up in the northern part of the state because producers are having much more to do with crop rotations in that region. And so it's been a month-long event for Oklahoma. But overall, I think things have been very well for us as we have progressed.
The last USDA crop progress report put Oklahoma at about 77% harvested for the year as of Monday of this week. However, Schulte says based off of his observations, we are much further along than that.
From the Oklahoma-Texas line to the Oklahoma-Kansas line, I would say harvest is complete in most regions. There are some places where we're seeing a little bit of harvesting going on up in northern Oklahoma along the Oklahoma-Kansas line, but the majority of harvest now taking place in the panhandle region of the state. So I'm calling the harvest 88 to 90% complete right now.
Schulte has kept in close contact this month with producers and elevator managers, and from what he's seen,
the statewide average actually on test weight is going to be 60 pounds per bushel. So test weights, we are excited about that number. Kernel size is really good. We were hopeful that the quality of this crop is going to be great. We're not as high as where we would like to be on protein levels. We're probably looking at a 10.5 to an 11.5% average for the state. There are pockets of protein out there in northern Oklahoma. We've heard some 13s and 14s in the panhandle region on the dry land wheat. We've heard some 13 and 14s as well, a lot of 12s. They have not gotten into the irrigated wheat in the panhandle region of Oklahoma right now. They are suspecting that the protein levels will lower once they get into that. But I think it's going to be interesting as we progress north because based on the rainfalls that they have gotten in Kansas and Nebraska, I think we'll have to wait and see, but I suspect that our protein levels are actually going to be better in this region of the U.S. than much of the other areas of the hard red winter wheat belt.
You've got farm news on Ron.
The John Deere 5E series tractors from P&K are the most affordable workhorses on the market. They're America's tractor, and if you're really going to own your land, this is the tractor for you. The 5045E two-wheel drive utility tractor, just $170 a month, so you won't find a better deal. Because you don't just want to buy any tractor, it's time you owned a John Deere, and because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering 73117 residency restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details and terms and conditions as exclusions and limitations apply.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.